David's daily digital dollop 357. My dad's fiance Irene got a mobile phone for Christmas. Oh, hello. Oh, I'm full. So, dad's fiance Irene got a mobile phone for Christmas, and it's caused quite a lot of amusement. Oh, hello. Yeah?
What? Can get some kitchen roll.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Any excuse to get on the dollop? Just for the royalties? I think that might be my brother Liam's first appearance on the dollop. Dollop 357, he managed to get in there just at the end. To be honest, he's had the opportunity to be on the dollop many a time, but he's not been interested. But I think since my Father Christmas drama and my duetting with myself at the age of 8, he's starting to realise now that I'm on the ascendance and he wants a piece of the pie. So he thought, I'd better get in there. In case there's a film or TV version of David's Daily Digital Dollop, I'll get a walk-on part for my character. Here he is again.
Sorry,
oh no, it's dead this time. He wants a bit of the action for the in case there's a film version. Who would you... What?
Myself.
I have eaten a bit too much this festive period. Enjoy some... This is a bit of sort of Christmas ambiance chat for you now. You could sort of just put this on in the background, people, and, you know, if you haven't got a family and you're a bit lonely, and pretend that you've got a family and just have a bit of background atmos. What cake are you getting, Dad?
Stollen.
Stollen cake. You should give it back. Christmas isn't the time for thievery. The joke gets funnier every time. Enjoy your stollen cake. There you are, bit of Christmas ambience there. If you're by yourself, or maybe you're with your partner, but your partner is mute, or you're having Christmas in a nunnery, and you've all taken a vow of silence, and you're thinking, oh, this is getting a bit too much, you could just load up an MP3 of Christmas ambiance. People just having general Christmas chit-chat around the table, passes the stuff in. Oh, do you mind passing a bit of cranberry sauce over there? Shall we pull a cracker? That kind of thing. Oh, it's a cold one outside, isn't it, eh? But then again, it's the same every winter, isn't it? The cold gets colder, doesn't it? And, you know, just general mundane chit-chat. Hello? Coming out for more. I'm going to London tomorrow to see my girlfriend, Katie. When I say my girlfriend, Katie, she is my only girlfriend. I haven't got another one. In case she's listening there and getting a bit paranoid. I mean, she's a new character to the dollops as well. She'll have a role on the film. When I say have a role, I'm not meaning in a sexual way. It's not a, well, you never know. If the money's right, if the producers offer enough, that might happen. We might have a bit of a role. I think I'm safe. I don't think she'll be listening. She's working quite a bit over Christmas. I think she's struggling to keep up with the dollops. I think she's about 10 behind or something. And I keep releasing 2 a day. That's putting her even more behind. I think she'll hear me having sex with the Christmas tree. And she'll just go, right, I'm not having any more of this. This is ridiculous. I don't think she's got to that one yet. I mean, that could be the end of the relationship. I meant to be seeing her tomorrow, but tomorrow morning she'll probably end up listening to the one where I'm having sex with the Christmas tree. And I think that might be the end for us. If you haven't heard that dollop yet, I have to explain that I'm not actually having sex with the Christmas tree. It's a little bit of drama that I'm doing. It's a bit of a weird dollop, this one, isn't it? I might tell you the mobile phone story tomorrow, because tomorrow I'm going to London to see Katie. I'll be back on the 28th, but by then my brother Liam will be gone. But I think I wouldn't be surprised if he sticks around, just so he can get more of an appearance on the dollop, so that he's got more of a... I mean, he hasn't done anything interesting yet. I'm not sure he will be on the film. I think he needs to... I think it was pure desperation on his part there. Thought, oh, God, I better get in on the action so I can get some money from this when they do the film or the TV version of the dollop. But I'm not sure he's really thought out his part. I mean, what, he's getting some kitchen roll. He came into the kitchen to get some kitchen roll. I don't think that's going to make it onto the film. It wouldn't surprise me if he stays in Hartlepool, decides not to go back to Huddersfield, and spends the time that I'm away thinking up some kind of elaborate part maybe for himself, just so he can be on the dollops. In fact, I'm going to split this dollop into 2 parts, and then tomorrow's will be done. I've got to get up at 8 o'clock tomorrow. I've got to get a train to London, and then I'm meant to be spending time with Katie. She has been very understandable and said that if I want to do a dollop, that's fine. But she kind of said it in that voice that suggests that if I did do that, you know, that it wouldn't be the best thing to do. It's the kind of thing that's meant to make me feel, oh, that's really nice. She's very understanding, but it's not something that I should actually take her up on. If I was like, oh, that's brilliant, actually, I wouldn't mind. I'm just going to go in the bathroom and talk to myself for an hour or so. I've got a mildly amusing story about my dad's fiancé and a mobile phone to impart. I think she might be a bit affronted that I choose to spend my time doing that. So I'm going to split this into 2 parts, and I'll tell the story tomorrow. Then hopefully I can do a dollop on the train. And I think we've given you enough on this, haven't we? Liam came in. Dad came in. There were a few jokes. Were there a few jokes? I can't remember. Maybe there weren't. It was probably one joke at least. So I'm recording this on December the 26th, but I've now done December the 21st. Dollop. I'm going to record this next one on December the 26th. I'll release it on December the 27th, and it'll be the dollop for December the 22nd. I'm sure you all care very deeply about all that. Join me tomorrow for a mildly amusing anecdote about my dad's fiancé and a mobile phone. That will be dollop 358. Goodbye.